From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting more arrests in connection with last month's terrorist attacks in Brussels, Belgium. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects Saturday linked to the deadly suicide bombings that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant, even with the new arrests. He said, but we all know very well that we have to stay very alert and that we have to be very careful. That's why we're taking the needed measures. I can only repeat that at this very moment, a lot of military and police people are on the ground to maintain our level of security. Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attacks suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted that he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels Airport March 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, is suspected to be linked with both the Paris and Brussels attacks. He was one of five people arrested in a series of raids on Friday. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the deadly attacks, Belgium's capital remains under the second highest terror alert. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Kabul, Afghanistan Saturday for talks with Afghan leaders. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, Kerry urged the Taliban to return to peace talks with the Afghan government. He said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the violence and suffering that the Afghan people have endured during years of war. This is VOA News.